You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mitch Gordon, President and CEO of Go Overseas, along with Katie Boyer, Volunteer Abroad Marketing Director. Go Overseas is the Yelp Trip Advisor for programs abroad. They list every volunteer, study, teach, and intern abroad program in the world with Yelp-style ratings, reviews, and more. Their goal is to help people make more informed and educated decisions when choosing between programs abroad. Mitch and Katie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric. Happy to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you both. Now, tell us, first of all, Mitch, what is Go Overseas and what inspired you to start the company?
Well, I lived abroad for a long time myself, Eric. My first company, Reach to Teach, is based in Asia. We place teachers all across Asia, primarily in China, Taiwan, and South Korea. And through my years living there and starting a different business, I realized that there was a real gap in the market where people had a really difficult time making decisions when choosing between programs abroad. The analogy that I always use is that when people go and buy a flat screen TV at Best Buy, you can go online and find ratings and reviews for every flat screen television in the world. But when people go and spend $15,000 for a 3-month study abroad program in France, or spend a year teaching English in Asia, or go volunteer abroad in Argentina or Africa for weeks on end and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, there's really no information that they have to make a good, informed, and educated decision. And so that's what we've tried to do. That's what we're doing with Go Overseas. We list every single program in the world in those categories, along with ratings and reviews. And we've really built a great community of people that encourage each other to spend time abroad in these programs as well.
Katie, why should people use Go Overseas from your standpoint?
There's a ton of great reasons, Eric. Just from the points that Mitch made, too, we're here to help people make more informed and educated decisions when going abroad. There's so many options out there. It's so overwhelming when trying to choose what program, where to go. It's so comforting to know that someone else has done the same thing, someone else was in the same situation, and it worked out for them. And it's just great to have this comfort and this community to fall back on and to ask questions and to be a part of, people who are interested in the same things, doing the same things abroad. And it's great to have this option to make decisions and be more informed.
Tell us about some unique ways you've marketed Go Overseas.
We have a ton of great marketing projects going on right now to get out the word about Go Overseas, to expand our user base and really add to our community. We reached out to a lot of schools through our campus rep program, which allows us to have different Go Overseas reps at different universities around the country, and that really allows them to make their Go Overseas experience specific and unique to their school. They can read reviews from people, you know, at their school who went abroad, whether it's study abroad programs through their school, through outside providers, or people after they've graduated who've taught abroad or volunteered abroad. Things we're doing are our reviews, which is a huge focus of our site. It's really a great cycle in terms of getting reviews. People get to share the reviews after they review. The companies who are reviewed get to share the reviews and send it out to their alumni. It's this great way to keep the information going and spreading our community and spreading our ideals. And without our reviews, we wouldn't have this great community of people sharing all their experiences.
Today, we're joined by both Mitch Gordon, President and CEO of Go Overseas, along with Katie Boyer, Volunteer Abroad Marketing Director here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mitch, tell us about the unique company culture you've created at Go Overseas.
Yeah, Eric, you know, that's something that we're really proud of here. We're still a relatively small company, 10 full-time staff and 5 part-timers, although we have writers all over the world as well who contribute great content to the site. So, you know, it's something that I really believe in as founder of the company in creating the culture that we want to have here is to really have a flat hierarchical structure. Everyone's ideas are really valued, really, really important. We have titles per se, but when we have meetings, everyone's ideas are on a very even playing field. We're a very creative company. We're coming up with new ideas all the time. And we're very nimble in that way too, being a small company. Or if we come up with a new idea that everybody on the team is excited about, we put it into action right away that day. We make it happen. And I think that for everybody that works here is an exciting approach because you feel like you have an impact with everything that you do in your job every day. And so we're really proud of the culture that we create. And we also have a lot of fun. I mean, we're a company of people who travel, who love people. All of us have spent significant time abroad, so we live what we're preaching here through Go Overseas. So, you know, we talk about travel stories all the time. We're planning great trips for ourselves and really helping to drive the community that we've created here at Go Overseas.
Certainly sounds exciting indeed. Now, trends show more and more people every year make travel decisions based on information they find online. Tell us more about your unique set of users and clients.
Yeah, Eric, I think it's a really interesting question. I mean, in the world that we live in now, I've heard recently someone said something I thought was really interesting about the internet age that we're living in. He said, right now we're living in the Renaissance in France in that period, and we don't even realize that it's happening, right? So I think that the global trend that we're seeing, not just across travel, but across every industry, is that really focused niche sites that are really dedicated to specific interests that people have are becoming wildly popular. You know, the Google is just kind of broad search, Yahoo broad search period that we went, you know, 10 years ago, and it's still kind of going on to this point today, is I think slowly starting to die a little bit now. And people are really looking for very specific information in communities and areas that they're interested in. And that's really what Go Overseas is doing. We're creating a great community of travelers who want to have meaningful travel abroad, not just that want to go and spend a week at a beach in the Caribbean. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. We all like that too. But people who want to really interact with the countries that they're visiting, want to give back, want to volunteer, want to study abroad, want to learn the language, want to really take something away that's meaningful from their trip abroad, where they learn about the culture, where they interact with the locals. I think that overall trend that we're seeing in other industries is really happening in the travel industry now too, that you're having micro type sites. I mean, Go Overseas is still a very big site within our industry, but compared to, you know, a Google, a Yahoo place like that, it's a very different thing. But we're really trying to start to serve our community in a really deep, meaningful way, give people a voice within our community. And again, I always go back to this, help people make more informed and educated decisions. We view what we're doing as social entrepreneurship as well. You know, it's important to us to create a great company, but one that gives back in a meaningful way to people around the world. So, you know, that's where we believe we're going with Go Overseas.
Certainly impressive. Now, Mitch, as the founder of a company and your company, in conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like yourself or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I think the main thing, jump in and do it. You know, I'm lucky enough to live, and our company is based in the Bay Area in San Francisco, so I talk to founders all the time and would-be founders all the time. And the biggest distinction that I see between people who talk about starting companies and people who do start companies is risk tolerance, right? People have great ideas, and a lot of people have had the same great ideas but haven't done anything with it as people who have actually taken that leap and started a company. If you have an idea, if you're excited about it, just do it. Take that risk, take that leap, jump out there. Start your company. The worst thing that happens is in a couple years from now, you go back to your old job. But if you really give it your all, give it 100%, you're gonna find some success. And you got to do it full time. Yeah, you can't do a new company part time. There's too many other people out there that are going to dedicate 100% of their time, 120% of their time, working 80 hours a week, like most entrepreneurs that I know. So it's not time to do that with having a full time job as well. You got to jump in and throw yourself into it for a couple years. And just not give yourself the option of failing.
Sound advice. They are Mitch Gordon, President and CEO of Go Overseas, along with Katie Boyer, Volunteer Abroad Marketing Director. Go Overseas is the Yelp Trip Advisor for programs abroad. They list every volunteer study, teach, and intern abroad program in the world with Yelp-style ratings, reviews, and more. Their goal is to help people make more informed and educated decisions when choosing between programs abroad. And the website of reference is GoOverseas.com. Mitch and Katie, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Fun talking with you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.